Agatha Raisin and the Wizard of Evesham by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. "Look at that," said Agatha, "over at the churchyard. The gravestones are actually steaming in the heat. Looks like some Dracula film." "We're heading towards the end of the month. The cooler weather should be here soon," said Mrs. Bloxby, pouring tea. "Now, what is the matter? James?" "No, it's my hairdresser." Agatha told of her suspicions and Charles's idea of setting a trap. "It could be quite dangerous for you." Mrs. Bloxby's large grey eyes looked concerned. "Surely this Mr. John has heard of your reputation as a detective?"
"He remembers about my husband's murder, but I've never been credited in the newspapers with solving anything," said Agatha. "The credit has always gone to the police. Tell me about the Friendlies."
"They haven't been in Carsley long, as you know. Let me see. There was some scene after morning service a few weeks ago, Alf told me."
Alf was the vicar.
"Alf had been preaching a sermon about how we should have minds above material things. And Mr. Friendly said something afterwards in the church porch about how he hoped his wife had been paying attention to the sermon because she was going through money like water. Mrs. Friendly protested she had only been buying a few clothes, and her husband said something like, 'What clothes? I haven't noticed.'
You think I should leave it alone?"
"One part of me thinks you should. On the other hand, it would be quite dreadful should he prove to be a blackmailer. Just think of the misery he would cause. But why not tell your friend Bill Wong?"
"I can't," said Agatha. "Bill's on holiday." She was still hurt by Bill's not phoning her and did not want to say that Bill was holidaying at home.
"What about his boss, Wilkes?"
"He thinks I'm an interfering pain. No, I would need proof. There's no harm in trying. At the worst, he's going to blackmail me, not kill me."
"So, what do you plan to do?"
"I meant to ask him out, but I think I'll make a hair appointment and this time watch and listen. See if I can suss out any other customers he might be putting the squeeze on."
"Be careful. Now, about the concert at Ancombe. It's very good of you to take over the catering. Do you want me to help you?"
"No, I'll manage."
Agatha had already decided to hire a catering firm to make cakes and savouries. Worth every penny to put Mrs. Darry's nose out of joint. "You know, I'm beginning to wish I had never recommended Mr. John, but he has such a good reputation. Mrs. Jessie Black, over at Ancombe, the chairwoman of the Ladies' Society, she used to sport a terrible frizzy perm in an impossible shade of red, and he tinted it auburn and put it into a beautifully smooth style."
"I'll see if I can get an appointment," said Agatha. "I'll try tomorrow."